Hello, my name is Timothy Dunton. This is the first in a series of recordings for the new Empowerment course. During this recording, I suggest that you become comfortable and remain free from distractions. If at any time you find yourself analyzing, simply bring your attention back to the sound of my voice. Analysis is not useful here. So when you're ready, you can close your eyes and get in touch with your body. Notice if there's any stress or any tension anywhere. And if you notice any stress or any tension, simply allow it to dissolve. No need to try to do anything, allow it to happen all by itself. Simply pay attention to any tension and allow it to dissolve. Bring your attention to the weight of your feet on the floor, the weight of your body in the chair, the weight of your hands, the weight of your arms, the weight of your shoulders, the weight of your head, the weight of your eyelids, then to your breathing. Notice the sensation of the air as it travels in and out through your nose. And each time you breathe out, say to yourself in your own mind, relax. Allow your mind and body to relax completely. Mind and body relax completely. Our attention is a wonderful thing, but we can't pay full attention to all things all of the time. So we learn to focus our attention. We choose what we pay attention to. If we focus our attention on positive situations, on positive outcomes, we create and we experience positivity. If we focus our attention on negative situations, on negative outcomes, we create and experience negativity. So learning to focus our attention skillfully can truly improve our quality of life. I'd like you to focus all of your attention on the pleasant sensation of the air touching your face. Focus all of your attention on the pleasant sensation of the air touching your face. Maybe you can notice a coolness, maybe a warmth, maybe a slight tingling sensation on your skin. Whatever you can feel is right for you. Focus all of your attention on the pleasant sensation of the air touching your face. And your mind, if it wants to, can take you back in time to a happy time, a happy place, another time when you could feel the air upon your face. And your mind, if it wants to, can take you all the way back to a happy time in childhood, maybe playing outside with friends, and you could feel the air upon your face. Focusing our attention on sensations can build associations to the past. Focusing our attention skillfully can truly improve our future. So you can be here now in the present moment, feeling the air upon your face. And it's impossible to pay full attention to more than one thing at a time. But you can find out for yourself whether your left foot feels heavier than your right foot, or your right foot is heavier than your left foot. And you can be curious to discover which hand is more comfortable. Your left hand, which is right there on your left arm, or your right hand, which is left there on your right arm. And you can go inside and find out for yourself which part of you is most relaxed now. And then bring your attention back to the sensation of the air touching your face. Notice the temperature. Maybe a coolness, maybe a warmth. Maybe a slight tingling sensation on your skin. Whatever you can feel is right for you. I'd like you to follow that sensation slowly up to the top of your head. See if you can notice a similar sensation there. Maybe a coolness, maybe a warmth. Maybe a slight tingling sensation on top of your head. almost as if someone's touched your hair. But it doesn't matter whether you can feel or imagine or simply know it's there, because you can use your energy to heal and relax as I guide you. So I'd like you to feel or imagine that sensation on top of your head turning into a gentle wave of energy, a gentle wave of relaxation, making its way slowly down from the top of your head towards your eyes, healing and relaxing down towards your cheeks, healing and relaxing down towards your neck, healing and relaxing spreading out across your shoulders, healing and relaxing down into your upper arms, healing and relaxing down into your lower arms, healing and relaxing down into your hands, all the way down to your fingertips. And your energy can flow back up through your fingers and into your hands, healing and relaxing back up into your forearms, healing and relaxing back up into your upper arms, healing and relaxing back up through your shoulders, meeting again at the base of your neck, healing and relaxing down towards your chest area, healing and relaxing down towards your abdominal area, healing and relaxing down towards your pelvic area, healing and relaxing down into your upper legs, healing and relaxing down into your lower legs, healing and relaxing down into your feet, all the way down to the tips of your toes. And your energy can remain there for a moment. There's a part of you, a part of your mind that you believe makes decisions, works things out, gets things done. The part of your mind that you wake up to when you open your eyes in the morning. Your conscious mind. The part of your mind that you consider to be you. I would like your conscious mind to imagine the number 100 in your mind's eye and then begin to count backwards. One number at a time on each out breath. And as the numbers change, allow yourself to relax completely. More and more relaxed as the numbers change. And it doesn't matter whether you can lose the numbers or forget the numbers, you can always start again. Simply count backwards and relax completely. And as your conscious mind counts backwards, that's all it needs to do. There's another special part of your mind, a special part of you that works behind the scenes. A storehouse of memories, the seat of imagination and creativity, your inner wisdom, your unconscious mind. So as your conscious mind counts backwards, I communicate with your unconscious mind to help me to help you. Unconscious mind, the intent is to make changes. A positive intention to let go of troubles, to let go of the past, to let go of destructive patterns. To focus on the future. To be the best self. Using your wisdom, your understanding. Please make these changes. Please let go of the past. Work in your special ways to create a positive future. So I'd like you to take over that energy down in the body's toes. Use it to heal and relax inside and out as I guide you. So that energy can flow back up through the toes and into the feet. Healing and relaxing back up into the lower legs. Healing and relaxing back up into the upper legs. Healing and relaxing up towards the pelvic area. Healing and relaxing up towards the abdominal area. Healing and relaxing up towards the chest area. Healing and relaxing up towards the neck. Healing and relaxing up towards the face. All the way up to the top of your head. Unconscious mind, please help that healing energy to flow to wherever it's needed most. I'd like you to engage your imagination, engage your creativity. Imagine standing at the top of a staircase with 20 steps leading downwards in front of you. Imagine a room that surrounds you at the top of the stairs. And in this place, a place that only you can visit, you are the architect and you are the designer. So you can design your room any way you want it to be. And you can design your staircase too. And of course you can change the size of the room. Of course you can change the shape. You can change anything you want to change. You are the architect and the designer. And I don't know what color your walls are, but I do know that you can change if you wish. I don't know what your floor is made of, but I do know that you can change that too. And I wonder if you look down towards your feet, whether you are wearing shoes, maybe you are barefooted. Of course, this can also be changed, for you can change your environment. And you can also change yourself. You can change your environment. And you can change yourself. You are the architect and the designer. And I wonder whether there are windows in your walls. I know you can add them. You can add the things you desire. And you can discard the things you no longer need. You can add the things you want. And you can let go of what no longer serves you any good purpose. You are the architect and the designer. And you can introduce sound into your special place. You may like to hear music playing or birds singing. It's your place. Hear whatever you want to hear. And you can change the temperature. You can make it cooler, make it warmer. You can change how you feel. And I wonder what your staircase looks like. You can make it grand, make it magical, make it any way you want it to be. Your staircase is a journey, a way of getting from one situation to a different situation, from an old situation to a new situation. And it's always important to remember in life to enjoy every step of your journey. So you can step down onto the first step of your staircase and relax completely. More and more relaxed as you step down to the second step. More and more relaxed as you step down to the third step. And the fourth step. And I wonder how wonderfully relaxed you will become as you step down to the fifth step. More and more relaxed as you step down to the sixth step. More and more relaxed as you step down to the seventh step. More and more relaxed as you step down to the eighth step. And the ninth step. And you can really let yourself go as you step down to the 10th step. Enjoy some peace, some mental calm, some tranquility. And I don't know whether your conscious mind is happy to take a well-earned rest or drift off onto other things. It doesn't matter. If it wants to be busy, it can always count backwards. As I ask your unconscious mind to help you, and drift down onto the 11th step, going deeper. Deeper and deeper down to the 12th step. Deeper, deeper down to the 13th step. Deeper, deeper down to the 14th step. Deeper, deeper down to the 15th step. Deeper and deeper down to the 16th step. deeper, deeper, down to the 17th step. Deeper, deeper, down to the 18th step. Deeper and deeper, down to the 19th step. Go deeper and deeper, down to the 20th step. And now imagine ahead of you is a door, a closed door. It's a special door because it leads to a special place, a wonderful, safe place where only good things happen, a place where magical changes can be made, a place that only you can visit. So you can imagine your door ahead of you, and then make your way over to it. And when you are ready to make some wonderful changes, to be empowered, you can open the door and walk through to a place that can be anywhere and anything you want it to be. A place where you feel strong. A place where you feel calm. A place where you feel free to be yourself. And somewhere in your special place, wherever it may be, imagine a comfortable chair to sit down in. The sort of chair you can just sink into and relax completely. Then make your way over to your chair, and as you sit down, allow all stress, all anxiety, all sadness, all confusion, all negativity to simply disappear. Enjoy some peace. Be calm. Be tranquil. I'd like you to imagine ahead of you is a screen. It could be a cinema screen or a television screen. A blank canvas, it doesn't matter. Onto that screen, I would like you to project an image of you as you want to be. A new you. A future you. Keeping all of the things that you are happy with that make you the special person you are, but making some changes, some adjustments, some improvements. The new you has let go of fear. The new you have let go of anxiety. The future you believes in yourself. Believe in your own abilities. The new you is empowered. And you can make any changes you want to your future self. See yourself exactly as you want to be. Make the image bigger, bolder, brighter. Make the colors more vivid. And if the image is still, turn it into a movie. See the new you living life as you want to live it. Feeling as you want to feel. Being as you want to be. Strong and confident. Motivated and determined. Happy, healthy, calm and balanced. The new you is empowered. So you make the changes you want to make. See yourself exactly as you want to be. And now float up out of your comfortable chair. Float through the screen and dissolve into your future self so you can feel what it feels like to be the new you. And as the new you, you are strong. You are confident. You are motivated and determined to make wonderful changes in your world. You believe in yourself. You trust in your own abilities. Nothing will stop you from being the person you want to be. Nothing will stop you from living the life you want to live. Nothing will stop you from achieving your potential. And as you focus, you will feel your inner strength. Feel your confidence. Feel your motivation. Feel your determination. Feel your self-belief. Feel your positive energy. Feel your life force. You are empowered. And every moment that passes, every hour, every day, all of your old problems simply drift away. Old, distant memories, soon to be forgotten. And now be in a situation where your old self may have struggled, but not you. Not the new you. You are strong, confident, motivated and determined, and nothing will stop you from being the person you want to be. You refuse to have your life, your happiness, your health, your future defined by negativity. You refuse to have your life, your happiness, your health, your future defined by your past. You are free. Free from the past. Free from negativity. Free from thoughts. Free from body. You are empowered. And now be in another situation where the old you may have struggled. Where the old you may have focused on the negative. And you do things differently. You think differently. More positively. You behave differently. More positively. You are more positive. You refuse to have your life defined by negativity. You pay no attention to negative thoughts. And now be in another situation where the old you may have struggled. And become aware of how you do things differently. You do things differently now. Feel your inner strength. Feel your confidence. Feel your motivation. Feel your determination. Feel your self-belief. Feel your positive energy. Feel your life force. You are empowered. And every moment that passes, every hour, every day, all of that old negativity simply drifts away. And every cell in your body, every part of your mind, will communicate with its neighbors. You are changing. You are growing stronger. Your mind and your body will begin and continue to heal. And now with these new resources, float back into your comfortable chair. Being aware that these resources are available to you here and now, and moving forwards. You are strong. You are confident. You are motivated and determined to make wonderful changes in your life. You believe in yourself. You trust in your own abilities, and nothing will stop you from being the person you want to be. Nothing will stop you from living the life you want to live. Nothing will stop you from achieving your potential. And in your mind, I'd like you to take your conscious attention elsewhere. Take it to a calm place, a special place. Imagine being there now. Enjoy relaxing. Enjoy being there now. And consciously, you don't need to listen to me at all. You don't need to pay attention. You can be somewhere completely different as I communicate with your unconscious mind. I'm a person who enjoys nature. I believe that nature is a miracle. Life is a miracle. You and I are miracles. Miracles are happening all around us. Every breath we breathe is a miracle. Every moment in time, a miracle. Every flower that blooms, a miracle. Nature is a miracle, full of miracles. And we don't appreciate them. We overlook them. We can learn a lot about ourselves by observing the world around us, by observing nature. Where I live, I back onto a forest. I love to watch the trees blowing in the wind. I love to hear the wind blowing through the trees. I love to watch the seasons pass. Every season bringing something special, something unique. And I particularly enjoy autumn, a wonderful season of transformation when the trees let go of what they don't need anymore, when the trees let go of what no longer serves any good purpose, when the trees let go of their old dead leaves. I love to watch the leaves change colour, changing from greens to yellows, oranges, reds and browns, and as if by magic, when the time is right, the wind comes along. carries those old dead leaves away. A wonderful season of transformation when the trees let go of what they don't need anymore. When the trees let go of what no longer serves any good purpose. When the trees let go of those old dead leaves. And the trees in their natural wisdom know that when the time is right, winter will pass, spring will come, and you will truly blossom. In a moment, I'm going to count back from 5 to 1. As I count back from 5 to 1, you will awaken, you will emerge feeling stronger, believing in yourself and your own abilities, knowing that a wonderful future awaits you. 5, be proud of yourself and the wonderful work you've done today. 4, trust in your unconscious mind to help you. 3, believe in yourself and your own abilities. 2, a wonderful, happy, healthy future awaits you. And 1, you can open your eyes. And just take a moment, just to relax, just to acclimatize, just to wake up. Just to awaken. Till next time.